92.5.
Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
I feel like I start a lot of second date updates off this way, but when you're going to joke with a date, it's all about timing.
Mm-hmm.
And appropriateness.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you're out on a date and the girl's like, oh, I'm feeling a little bit under the weather today, probably a bad time to go, well, I'm a gynecologist. I could help you out later after we eat.
Oh, my God, that's so gross, and it's been said before.
Oh, no.
That's the sad part.
I have no idea. But Kurt thinks that a bad joke might have ruined his chances at a second date with a girl named Angie. What's up, Kurt? How are you?
Hey, very good, guys. How are you?
God, was your joke as bad as the one Jubal just said?
Timing-wise, probably a little bit worse.
Oh, my God. Wow. What did you say?
We'll get to that in just a second. First, tell us about Angie. Where'd you meet her?
So we actually met on Bumble.
Okay.
Nice.
That means she chose you.
She did.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like guys would go in with a lot more confidence knowing that they've been picked first, right?
Absolutely. That's way different than Tinder.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and that's probably contributed to the poor choice of joking. I don't
know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got too comfortable too quick.
Before you tell us about the joke, tell us about the start of the evening with her. How was everything?
It was just kind of weird right off the bat, you know, because online we were texting each other back and forth, just a lot of joking mostly. Then on like the day of the date, when I picked her up, she just kind of just didn't seem like she was in a good mood at first.
Okay, so you started off thinking like, ooh, maybe something else happened. She's not feeling this.
Yeah, like, you know, obviously we had never been out or anything. So I didn't really know her that well. So this may have just been how she acted all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I asked her a few times, like, if she was okay. And she just never seemed like she wanted to talk about it.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
So what'd you guys do?
We went to dinner.
Okay.
Oh, that's
okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Did she open up more at dinner or still kind of the same?
She was still pretty much the same. Towards the end of dinner, though, was when she kind of, like, let me know what was going on.
What was going on?
So, it was really sad. Like, her grandmother actually passed away, within a week of us going out, yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
So, she's probably not getting a big settlement, so she was upset.
What? No! Jubal! Oh, my God. She obviously really liked you if she thought, like, man, I'd still want to go on this date. You
maybe
know,
this will cheer me up.
Exactly. Maybe this is the silver lining that I need this week.
Did she mention anything about the settlement?
No, Jubal.
Yeah, there was no talk of like any settlement or like a will or anything, thank God.
Yeah, I would hope not.
But that's a real bummer. How did you respond when she told you that?
Well, I mean, this is kind of where I think I messed up. So my grandfather had actually passed away a couple months before. And, you know, I was kind of telling her, like, I totally understand. You know, I was like, my grandfather actually passed away recently. You know, and obviously it's, you know, really tough. I was like, you know, but maybe we could get my grandmother, who is still alive, to hang out with your grandfather, who's still alive.
So you took the opportunity to try to hook up your grandparents.
And
how did she take that?
Well, she didn't really say anything at first, and then, you know, she kind of started to, like, look around, so I quickly let her know, like, hey, I'm just joking, I'm just, trying to make you feel a little bit better. And, yeah, that was pretty much...
Yeah.
The end of the funness of the date.
Especially because, jokes are supposed to be funny, and that's not even really funny.
Yeah, I know. It was really bad timing on my part, and I wasn't thinking. I was just trying to make the situation a little bit better.
Yeah.
But I could see, if you apologize, that she should understand.
I don't know, Kurt. I thought it was hilarious. So.
Yeah.
So how did everything end then after that?
Well, pretty much it ended very... shortly after that joke, she was like, she just said she was kind of ready to go back to her house. And I took her back. I didn't try making any moves or
That's good.
I didn't try, kissing her or anything. I wanted to stay respectful, because I really did like her outside of that crappy joke that I made. You know, she was really nice.
Have you talked to her at all since?
No, I haven't. She hasn't called me back.
Okay. I just feel like, I mean, people say awkward things in awkward moments on a date. I feel like what you said, though not funny, forgivable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I was trying to be lighthearted about it, but it obviously was maybe a little too soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Yeah, she hasn't called me back. And it's kind of like surprising, too, because, I mean, usually girls call me back. Like, I'm kind of like a part-time model. So, if girls don't like me, they generally will... reach back out to hook up or
you're
something.
Because you're attractive.
You're hot, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, all right.
We know.
At the very least, we can get her on the phone and see if you can apologize for your joke and try to get a second date.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully she's down to go back out with me. Like I said, I really liked her, and I felt like we connected. I just, you know, I made a joke.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and get your second date update, all right?
All right, guys.
Okay, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the Mornings, second date update.
Today's second date update brings up a very important question. What is the timeline on how soon you can joke about somebody's dead grandparent?
Yeah.
I think we got to figure it out. I think we should do it by maybe the age that they were when they died. Like if they were 80, got to wait 80 days before you make a joke.
It's not actually a bad rule of thumb.
Yeah, or maybe just don't joke around people's dead ancestors.
But I also feel
how do you not, Jose? You have to at least throw a joke or two in there. Just got to make sure the timing is right. And Kurt, who's on the phone for a second date update right now, his timing was definitely not right. He went out with a girl named Angie. They went out to dinner. She was kind of a little down the whole time. And then she shared with him that she was feeling down because her grandmother had passed away recently. And then Kurt decided to make her feel better with a joke saying, hey, my grandpa passed away recently. We should totally hook our grandparents up. Now that they're single. And she didn't find it very funny. And then the date ended very shortly after that. So we're about to give her a call. And Kurt, one thing we should do in this phone call is find out how old her grandma was so we know when the appropriate time to make that joke is. Don't you think?
That sounds good.
No, you guys, stop bringing up the dead grandma. I mean, I think that this is your chance to, like, apologize and maybe say what you should have said when she said that. You've had time to think about it. Do you know what your appropriate response would have been after she said her grandma kicked the bucket?
I would have just said, I'm really sorry to hear that. You know, if there's anything I could do, let me know. And then maybe change the subject.
See,
that's
perfect.
So good. God, hindsight is 2020, isn't it?
It's a much better option. All right, well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can figure out why she's not calling you back, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Angie?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, what's up, Angie? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Not bad. It sounds like you might be familiar with the show.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard it before.
Cool.
Thank you.
Nice. You ever heard a second date update before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, wonderful. Then
this is gonna
you might be excited to know. That's why we're calling today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yep.
That wasn't a very excited. Uh-oh.
Okay, what's going on?
Have you been out on a lot of dates recently?
Not a lot.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Have you been out on a date with a dude named Kurt?
Yes, I did go out with him.
Cool. Any guess on who might be calling for a second date update?
You just said it.
I kind of told her.
Well, I guess it's him, but that's kind of weird.
Why is it weird?
It's weird?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not interested in going out with him.
I mean, he got that because you haven't called him back.
Yeah.
Remember, the point of the second date update is find out why.
Yeah, but I guess he really didn't get it because he actually called you guys, which is weird.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying that it should be obvious why you're not calling him back.
Yeah, I think so. I guess it's not, though.
Really?
Is it the joke about your grandmother?
Oh, he actually told you that? Yeah, that was really, I didn't appreciate that at all, but that's not the whole reason.
He did tell us about that. He told us that he feels bad, actually, about making a poorly timed joke when you shared that your grandmother had just passed away. So he does feel bad about that, but it's more to it?
Yeah. I think that, like, the worst part was that he was going on and on about the fact that he's a male model. It was, like, very uncomfortable for me, and he kept, like, making all these faces, like, this is my relaxed face, and this is my subjective face, and
this is my
evening romantic face. Who does that?
Are you serious? He mentioned that it was weird you weren't calling him back, because girls always call him back because he's a model.
Yeah.
Oh, please. So doesn't that give you an idea of, like, how gross he is.
Oh. Wait, when did he start doing faces at the table?
Like, really early on in the date. Like, he seemed like he was trying to impress me. You know, if there was a mirror behind me in the booth, I bet you he would have just been looking at his reflection the whole time. Yeah, this dude is like, here's me, here's the world, and here's all my faces. And I was like, oh, come on.
Wow.
I wasn't in a really good mood, you know? I mean, I just wanted to go out and have some fun. I'm sad about my grandma. And this guy is just, ew, he just made it worse.
I'm surprised he didn't take that opportunity to show you his sad look.
You know, he may have. He showed me a lot of looks, the whole gamut.
What did you say to him?
I mean, I didn't know what to say because, I mean, he just thought that he was so entertaining. And, I mean, I sort of tried to get the point across that I wasn't really into seeing all these faces. And I just kind of wanted some nice company and, you know, but I guess he didn't get it.
Okay. So long before the dead grandma joke, you were over this guy.
Yeah. I mean, that sure didn't help matters, but it's not the kind of guy that I want to hang out with. No.
Yeah.
Well, Angie, thank you for being honest with us. Also, I want to let you know that I haven't been fully honest with you.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean that Kurt is actually on the other line listening to this and wants to talk to you.
Oh.
Hey, Angie.
Oh, my God. You're on the phone. Great.
Yes, I'm on the phone. And first of all, I know you're trying to bash male modeling, but it's, you know, really insensitive and... You know, I was just trying to show you, you know, kind of like my talents and hoping that you would show me your talents, but you don't really have any. So.
Oh, damn.
Whoa! Somebody got their feelings hurt, Kurt.
I mean, maybe I don't care that much about your talents right now. I have other things going on in my life. I just wanted someone normal to hang out with, but that's not you.
Oh, wow.
I cannot believe you didn't come in with an apology, Kurt. Like, oh, my God, I was nervous.
I'm sorry. See how he is?
I mean... Why am I going to apologize if, like, everybody in the station, including yourself, is, like, making fun of what I do? Like, that doesn't make any sense. I'm not going to apologize for anything.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I know that you think your modeling is really great, so why do you care what anyone thinks of it? And like I said, I have other things going on right now, so I'm not so interested in your bragging about your talents. I was just trying to have a good time.
Kurt, I don't think you get it. Like, nobody's making fun of your career. They're making fun of you being so self-absorbed.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, whatever, like, however you want to spin it, you know, that's, like, on you. But I was just trying to be outgoing, trying to show, like, a little bit more of my personality on the date. But it's being spun around. Like, I'm just sitting here with, like, some self-indulged guy on a date. And that's not who I am. That's not what I do. And
well, that's what it sounds like. I mean, how many faces did you show her?
For your information, I actually have 15 to 20 different faces that have all made me over $1,000.
Whoa!
Whoa, that's good. I wish I could get paid for my face, Kurt.
Oh, my God.
I do think that's a talent, but
yeah,
maybe
but...
just not on a date. Maybe save that for when you're actually working and not across the table from someone at dinner.
Yeah, it's like Jubal going out on a date and doing all his phone tap voices. Like, no one wants that.
They don't?
They don't. I'm sorry.
Future.
I think a lot of people give male models a bad rap, and just so you guys know, I mean, I know most of you are in the radio and, you know, whatever Angie does, male modeling is very hard, and we grind every day to make our careers possible, okay? And you have to work on your diet, you have to work on your wardrobe, you have to keep up with what's going on, and obviously you need to practice your faces. I mean, as funny as this sounds, it's a very important part of what I do.
Makes sense.
Kurt, one very, very important thing that you just said, though, that I think probably makes it seem like you're a little self-involved is you said, I don't even know what Angie does. And you went on a date with her and mm-hmm. you didn't take the time to figure out what her career is.
Yeah, Kurt, you never even asked me what I do.
Well, you're too sad looking to really even talk to you. Like, I was scared to ask
you. So it's her fault that you didn't take any interest in her?
Yeah, she was just way too sad and just way too down. I just didn't know what to say to her. I just didn't feel like I could ask her anything.
Oh, my God.
So you thought you could cheer up with some of your faces. I get it, dude. Well, Angie, would you like to go out with Kurt on a second date? We will pay for it.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to pause after absolutely. Damn.
And if you guys are wondering, I'm making this type of face. Disgusted. No way. Never again.
Dude, you nailed it.
I can't
Thanks
see it.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yo, stop making fun of my faces. They're real and they very much get me paid. Okay?
All right.
So.
Oh my God, he's miserable.
Keep grinding, Kurt. Angie, thank you for talking to us. And, you know.
You're welcome.
Hopefully you can find a lady out there, Kurt, that will appreciate you for all your different looks.
That's great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your feedback.
No problem. Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Text in at 78592 says, I'm a model, and that dude gives us all a bad name. Now, that guy and maybe a few others. But
yeah.
Anyway, if you missed today's second date update, this dude, Kurt, went out with a girl named Angie, and he noticed immediately that she was in kind of a weird mood, and he found out it was because her grandma had just passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So Kurt tried to lighten the mood by making a joke, saying that his grandpa died recently too, so maybe they should hook up his grandma and grandpa together. And the joke didn't land well, but we got her on the phone and found out it was partly the reason, but the biggest reason was because he's a male model, and I guess throughout the date, he kept showing her all of his different poses. His different faces that he could do, his sad face, his happy face, his, what I don't know, serious face.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought it was weird.
Today was a day that I was really sad that we're just radio because I really wanted to see him visually.
I know.
I feel like he was giving us all sorts of angry faces at the end of that call.
Well, in his defense, I'm also friends. And Jubal, you know who I'm talking about. One of my best friends is a male model. But at least my friend knows that it looks bad. He doesn't practice or do anything in front of people at all because he knows it's conceited. It's a very weird thing.
He's such a good male model, you don't even know when he's putting on a face.
Oh!
But anyway, Kurt did get super offended with us and offended that people weren't taking his job seriously, even though it is kind of weird no matter what your job is to be doing it in the middle of your date. If you're a CPA, don't do an Excel spreadsheet and show me how cool you are.
Yeah, an electrician isn't going to sit at the table and then rewire the outlets that is right next to you.
It's Let me show you.
That would be weird. You wouldn't get another call back probably.
So Kate decided she didn't want to go out with Kurt again, and Kurt's fine with that. He'll find somebody else to appreciate all of his many faces.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, if you want to do a second date update, just email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back. Giving away another trip to Vegas in just about 5 minutes, and don't forget, it is Friday, so Young Jeffrey's Song of the Week is coming up at 8:10. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.